So, John, I wanted to have you on for a number of reasons. First off, how was the bye week for you? Were you able to get away from football and kind of get away for a little bit, get the body healthy again for this big push for the playoffs the second half of the year?
Yeah, I mean, bye week was great. I mean, we coming off a big win Sunday night football, and then we had a couple of days of work in last week and had 5 days off. And, you know, for especially the older guys, I'm sure it's an awesome time for them to get away mentally and physically from the game. Me personally, you know, I have two little ones, you know, so my wife probably really enjoyed me being home, just helping out with the family, being at home with the little girls. And I basically, you know, just played dad, you know, the whole weekend, and was able to watch a couple football games in here and there. But it was a great time.
Well, that's great good. Time. That's great because, you know, you've been with the team since 2006. You've been to a couple of Pro Bowls. And to have a record like 7-2, talk about that, John, and what that means to you to not only be in the hunt, but being a team that other teams are hunting the second half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, like what you just said, I mean, I've been here a while, and, I haven't been 7-2 since I've been here. It's great. I mean, we're playing good ball. There's still a lot of work to be done, though, in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and special teams. There's, you know, we put the film on every Monday, and we watch ourselves, and there's a lot of room for improvement, just the little details of things. And so, yeah, there's still room where we can improve and get better. Being 7-2, it's a good film, but, you know, we're not happy with this yet. There's still a lot of work to be done. Right now, our focus is basically the process of what we're doing week in and week out. You know, coming into work, doing the things what you got to do to keep your body, you know, in tune, you know, and then get out there and play the game on Sunday.
John Condo joins us. You've worked with a lot of head coaches there and different staffs. What's different with this staff led by Jack Del Rio when it comes to conditioning, obviously the mental edge that you have, and the way you handle all these victories recently and not get too high and not get too low after a loss?
Well, we have a thing, you know, every Tuesday when we come back into work, tell Truth Tuesday. And like I just said, you know, during a win or a loss, you know, he's going to tell us, you know, all the positives we've done, but also, you know, all the negatives that we've done during that game. And so the players look at that and, you know, they don't want to be up on that board, you know, of, you know, if you had a bad player or anything like that. But it's the truth. You know, you don't want to hide the truth. You learn from your mistakes. And I think what this team is really good at is we've obviously, you know, gelled together. We've bonded together, you know, and all that stuff through training camp and all of the OTAs. But there's a lot more accountability amongst the players. And you see that, you know, with, you know, teams that are in the runs in the playoffs and teams that win the Super Bowl. You look at the teams, and some of the teams, you know, they're wild card teams. Oh yeah, they're playing great football at that time. But you see that a lot of the teams, they hold each other accountable. You know, you don't want to make a mistake, you know, to let your buddy next to you down. And that's the one biggest thing that I know is the difference from this team to teams in the past.
Raiders long snapper John Condo joins us on the official Raiders podcast. And, John, let's get right to Marquette King. Do you have anything to do with the dancing and the showboating and showing the muscles? What is he like? What's your relationship like with Marquette, who's getting a lot of media nationally because he's playing great and he's having a lot of fun on the field?
Yeah, I mean, Marquette, he's a little kid, man. You know, I'm 35 years old, Seabass 38, but he brings out some youth in us. He makes us laugh. He makes us smile. And like what you just said, he's having fun out there. And I think when he's having fun, that's when he performs better. But get with his dance moves. You know, he asked me if I could dance with him and stuff like that. And I don't have the moves like he does. I don't have, you know, I don't think I have the courage to do it publicly. And I also thought, like, I think there'd be a fine, too, if we did dances together, because that'd be, you know, considered like a predetermined, you know, dance move or something like that. But he's having an unbelievable year. And to see him coming in, you know, when he first got here to where he's at now, he's grown so much as a football player, and understanding the game, understanding being a punter in the National Football League. I think when he first got here, you just thought what you had to do is just kick the ball as far as you can. But he realizes, you know, there's a thing, you know, you don't want touchbacks, you know, you want hang time. There's a time and place to kick longer balls, you know. So he's learned a tremendous amount since he's been here, and it's pretty cool to see. And he's done an unbelievable job for us, and I'm sure he's going to continue to do so.
John Condo joins us. When Seabass struggles, he missed a couple at Tampa Bay. When he misses one, what is your role to specifically get him back on track, or do you just leave him alone and you know he's just going to do it next time because he's been that consistent?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know there's a time and place for everything. And with Seabass, you know, after the one miss he made, for me personally, I don't go up right away. I let him, decompress a little bit, think about it. You know, but the biggest thing I try to do with both him and Marquette, you know, if they both have, you know, a bad ball or something like that, to stay positive. You know, they're kicking for a reason, you know, in the league. And you know, I tell them that they're the best at what they do. And I think you can easily argue for both of those players that they are the best at what they do. And so the biggest thing for me is I just try to keep a positive head and just to continue to do what they're doing and trust yourself. That's another thing, you know, when you're doing something for so long, like being a kicker or a punter, it's a skill position. You just got to be able to trust, you know, in your mechanics and trust that you're going to have a good kick.
John Condo is our guest. With all the experience you have on special teams, what have you learned about this unit this year, especially in coverage? And obviously, when you're trying to get downfield, John, after you snap the ball and you've been known to make plays, you're one of the best in the business at not only doing your job and getting the ball out, but getting down there and making a tackle when you have to. Why is this year's team different than some of the recent teams of the past?
We're hungry. And I know there's a lot of newer guys on this team, but we're hungry. Guys are you know, hungry to win, wanting to make plays. This team, you know, on special teams, I mean, there's a lot of competition amongst the guys in that room that, you know, we want to be out there. We want to be the first ones down there making the play. That's just, you know, a pretty cool quality that you see amongst this group, that we're all competing amongst each other to get down the field, to make plays, and you know, to get that tackle or to get some kind of stat down on the field. So that's a pretty cool little group that we have. And we play hard. There's a lot of effort. You know, that's the one thing coaches always tell us, you know, you can coach, you know, a lot of things, but you can't coach effort. And then also, you know, that's the one thing you can control on the field is the amount of effort that you put into each play. And like I said, on those Tuesdays that we tell the truth, there's times where, you know, if guys not giving enough effort, I mean, the coaches aren't afraid to call the player out. So like I said, there's a lot of accountability on this team.
Wrapping it up with John Condo. John, tell us something about Azteca Stadium, this trip, from what you're hearing. And I want to talk about your conditioning and how you've prepped for this game and the altitude, obviously off a bye week. And then off this game, you got a short week with Carolina. The strength and conditioning, the position you put your bodies in to be ready for this game and this opponent, because this is a first-place team you're going up against with the Texans. A lot on the line for the Texans in the playoffs, just like it is for you and the Raiders.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, coaches, you know, have been, you know, not necessarily the position coach, but the strength coach has been on us. You know, hey, keep hydrated, because in good elevation, that's the biggest thing. And we're, you know, I think the flight there is maybe 4 hours. So when you're up in the air a lot, you know, you lose hydration. So it's the biggest thing is trying to get water and Gatorade and all that stuff down, you know. And I know for me personally, you know, I ran a little bit, you know, during this bye week, you know, just to keep my conditioning levels up. And I'm sure a lot of my teammates did the same thing. So I think we're prepared. We're ready to go in. I know we play Monday night, won't get back early Tuesday morning, and then, you know, short week with Carolina the next week. But biggest thing is taking care of your body and not doing anything that jeopardizes, you know, yourself, you know, when you're out there playing for the week of practice and for Sunday. So that's, you know, that's basically it.
Well, John, your success story, and I've known you since you've come in to the league and with this team, and I continue to wish you success. I like to wrap it up by asking you, what does it mean for you to be a Raider?
Oh, man, be a Raider, to be someone to throw on the black and the silver and wear that shield on my helmet, it is an honor and a privilege, because there's so many paths great players that have played in this organization. And I'm very extremely humbled, you know, to call myself a Raider. And I don't think there'd be there's no other organization I'd rather be a part of than the Raider organization.
Good luck getting a win there and turning it around. A lot of fans not only are pulling for you, but there'll be a lot watching Monday Night Football in Mexico City. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, JT.